never good to get a phone call like the Kirkus situation, obviously. What is the status of that right now?
Well, we're going to let the due process take care of itself. And I, like all situations, there's two sides to every story. And obviously, if he didn't handle himself the right way, he won't be with us. But I'm going to let the due process take care of itself first and find out exactly what the situation is. And I'll respond after, obviously, all the information's in.
He wasn't here today. Was that related to that?
No, I talked to him this morning. He had not talked to the police yet, obviously. We sent him over to police for obvious reasons. They were looking for him. And now we'll let the due process take care of itself. A much different story from, obviously, what came across from the other person.
Knowing David the way you do, is it shocking to get this phone call? It just seems like a pretty low-key kind of guy.
Well, when you ask a question like that, it sounds like he's guilty. Let's wait. And
no, I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying, was it
well,
shocking?
Well, it sounds like it. Nothing shocking. Let's wait till the due process take care of itself and find out if he's guilty or not. If he's guilty, then he'll pay the penalty. If not, obviously, he'll be with us.
Mike, are there any rookies standing out in particular?
Yeah, it's a process. You know, right now they're learning terminology, trying to get used to the way we practice. And so we're throwing a lot of things at them. You know, that's part of having these mini camps, and we're going to have another one in the next couple of weeks. So at the end of this mini camp, we're going to start all over again once we start in our summer camp. So there's guys that stand out on a day-to-day basis, but it's such a long process, you'd hate to pick out one.
Mike, guilty, not guilty, I don't know, but you talk about just not putting yourself in those situations and walking away. Does it get frustrating that maybe that message isn't getting through?
Well, you know, you've never been in those situations. You don't know if a guy's defending himself, if a guy punches you or throws a punch and does hit you. You know, there's different stories going on right now. And anyway, I can't get into it for obvious reasons, but let me hear both sides of it and let the due process take care of itself. And obviously, I heard one side, and it's very strong from his side. I haven't heard the other side, and that's why I don't want to comment until we know all the facts.
Do you expect him here tomorrow?
Another subject point. Can Champ play any better this year, or would you settle for what he did for you last year?
Well, I think you're always working to improve. To me, if you're not working to improve, you get caught very easily, especially when you get older. You know, and Champ's a guy that works every day, and he's not content just being a great player. He wants to be the best player, and, you know, when he practices, it shows.
Steven Alexander, you signed Tony last year, and then you bring Daniel in. Some people might have thought he wouldn't even be here now, but I know you wanted him back. Can you talk about wanting Steven here?
Well, we want the best players. We want them competing. And SA did a great job for us last year. I expect him to do a great job for us this year. You know, he's been a very consistent player for us. And just because we bring people in here to compete doesn't mean that an old vet doesn't have a chance to play a lot. And hopefully he will.
Elvin McKinley, he's a guy who, like a lot of guys, says he's been losing his whole career, wants to come here and have a chance at a Super Bowl. Having that attitude as a guy, fresh legs, when he's, you know, years in the league.
Well, we bring guys in here. You know, we talk about this from day one. We don't care if you're a first-round draft choice or we paid a lot of money for you in free agency. What you do on the field speaks volumes. So if we get a guy that has been playing for a long time and comes in here and shows us that, he's part of our top 53, he's going to give an opportunity to show what he can do on game day. And we think we've got a lot of competition, a lot of different positions, and time will tell.
Like, do you expect Sheffield back by camp, or what's the timetable?
Well, right now, the timetable is 2 months for it to get healed. And obviously, in 2 months, be just about the time we start camp, probably an extra week in there. So he does have plenty of time to heal up. Hopefully he will, and we're expecting a lot out of him. Just wait and see.
I know you're not a doctor, but, I mean, do you know any specifics of what bone was broken?
Yeah, fifth metacarpal. And normally that takes about 2 months to heal, and hopefully he'll be ready to go in a short time thereafter. If not, he might miss a week of camp or thereabouts getting back in shape, but should be able to go by the second, third preseason and play, and hopefully that's plenty of time to show what he can do.
So they put a screw in there?
Yeah.
How far back in your mind is that put him? Does it put him far back on missing some of these?
Well, it doesn't help him, that's for sure. Anytime a guy breaks a bone, he's out for a couple months. He's going to have to do a lot in rehab and make sure when he does come back that he's in pretty good shape. And sometimes that's hard to do with a screw in your foot. But Greek's got a way of getting these guys in shape. So when he is ready to go, hopefully he can come back full speed.
This is a different kind of injury than Hicks has had, right? That was a long-standing problem.
Yeah, you know, he's kind of lingered on. And sometimes it breaks. Sometimes there's more of a stress fracture. Fortunately, his did break. It didn't linger on. And hopefully we can get it healed and he can come back full speed.